My boss told me a secret about her brother, and I wanted to confirm with it, so I got him on the phone.
Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
Hey, Kevin, how are you?
I'm wonderful. Yourself today?
I'm doing well. So I was in the car the other day with Marcy, your sister, my boss, and we were leaving the parking garage, and we went over the little spikes, and I was like, oh, good. You know, they went down. And she told me that is one of your biggest fears, is severe tire damage. Is that true?
That is my going over, leaving like at the airport is like my worst nightmare. Like I've had dreams about going over those tire like claws and all four tires going out. And I'm like, it's my worst nightmare.
I mean, how do you trust those things that they're going to work, right?
I don't.
So I didn't want you to feel left out in the holiday season because there's no movies about your fear. And I just feel like the ones about clowns and murderers in the woods, they're just not going to hit right with you. So I made you a movie about your rational fear, okay?
Oh, really? Let's hear it.
All right, here we go.
In a world where every parking lot holds a hidden danger, they say it won't hurt, but can you trust them? What if they're wrong? What if they're really, really wrong? One wrong move, an STD will change your life forever.
Wait, what?
Oh, severe tire damage.
Oh, that's a weird way to say that, but carry on.
Oh, one wrong move and severe tire damage will shred your tires beyond repair.
I don't trust those spikes.
I heard from someone that heard from someone that heard about someone. They drove over the spikes and never made it home.
For the fear that many have, but few talk about.
Why are we moving, Dad?
I don't know. I don't trust them.
This fall, brace yourself. Severe tire damage, the ultimate fear, coming soon to a parking garage near you. Rated R for ridiculous paranoia.
A movie just for your fear, Kevin.
I would be freaked out watching that in the movie theater as like the preview. Whatever the next movie coming on, I'd be like, all right, I'm going home. I'm done because I can't sleep now tonight. Thanks, Scotty.
Yeah, of course. I just, you know, would never want you to feel left out of Halloween. Yeah,
perfect. I appreciate it. Thank you, Scotty.
Always. So here's what I want to do. If you have someone in your life that has an irrational fear, something like severe tire damage, not spiders or, you know, clowns or nothing common. If you have someone, I met someone that used to be afraid of cotton. Like, that was an irrational fear. I am terrified of dropping my keys down the elevator shaft, like in between just that little crack between the elevator and the door. So if you have someone in your life that has an irrational fear like that, we'll make them a movie trailer and we'll play it for them. 312-946-4995. 312-946-4995. This will be fun. Why not freak out somebody on this Halloween season?
My biggest fear is losing debit cards or licenses in my windowsill.
In your windowsill?
Yeah. So you know that little window guard that guards your window from
like,
going up and down? Like
in your car?
Stuff? Yeah.
Why would your debit card be there, though?
Probably because I was bored in line at CVS one time and I was playing with that little windowsill and my card dropped straight down.
That's like not a normal thing that you... Is that what you're calling about? Is that for you?
Yeah, that is literally my fear, and my kids make fun of me all the time. So if we're in line somewhere and I have a debit card in my hand, they're like, don't put it by the window.
That's a very avoidable thing. Just don't do that. While other things you just can't avoid sometimes.
Yeah, well, that one you probably could avoid, but my dumb did not.
That's funny. All right, hang on right there. Christine, you got an irrational fear of somebody in your life?
Yeah, me. My fear is like spitballs or wet, soggy paper.
Wet, soggy paper is a fear of yours.
Yeah. Or spitballs, you know?
Spitball. Like, yeah. Did you have a bad experience with a kid at an IHOP?
Not an IHOP, but yes, I think I was in kindergarten and there was a boy doing spitballs.
Yeah, so now anytime you come across any kind of soggy water, like paper at all, like if you're. If you spill some water on a napkin, is that...
Yeah.
You're like duck for cover?
Correct.
My son hit me in the face with a spitball this weekend, and I was pissed. I'm not going to lie. I was so mad.
No. Yeah. See?
Yeah.
See?
Okay. Spitballs is funny. All right. You hold on one second. I want to get your info, okay?
Okay.
Again, you can see the trailers that I created already. It's going up on Instagram right now. Text Scotty to 44995.